spider can spins away.
Well, I'm not sure if eating this, ingesting it, is going to make you fly from buildings and rooftop to rooftop. However, British scientists have worked together to create a new hot sauce. This hot sauce, they say, is the world's first chili sauce that mimics the bite of a venomous spider.
Has there been a clamoring for this?
Which provokes the obvious question, why, science? Yeah. Why, of all the things that you can do, why would you create a hot chili sauce that mimics the bite of a venomous spider? Steve's scientific sauce is said to be a world first and hopefully world only, and was designed using lab test data on hundreds of arachnids. How can you imagine doing that on a daily basis? Hey, honey, goodbye. I'm going to work to mess with venomous spiders to try to make hot sauce.
Who came up with that? I mean, exactly.
I'll tell you, Venom Tech founder Stephen Trim sounds like a great company to invest in. He says the burn and tingling sensation from the sauce mimic the effect of being bitten by the Trinidad Chevron spider. Who do they test that out? All right, we're going to let the spider bite you and then try a little hot sauce on this chip and tell me if it feels the same.
Wow.
Venom Tech studies venoms and how they work in the biology for drug discovery. And through this research, they became aware that the Trinidad Chevron venom actually works on the same receptors as the capsicum pepper.
Well, you know what? It's one thing. You kind of work your way. Living in Africa for a couple of years, you get used to spicy, you experiment, you try. You know, we all go to different levels. But, wow, mimicking a spider bite?
You've got Frank's hot sauce, and you've got Steve's scientific feels like a spider bite sauce.
Never
heard of that. You choose at the grocery store. All right, the details are at WIB.com, and we're going to give you the details in case you didn't catch them all here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you. We've been working on this behind the scenes for a while now, Halvo. Breakthrough is an incredible movie, as you heard. It comes actually from a true story, inspired by a true story from a book about a young man who falls through the ice and is trapped underneath the ice for 15 minutes and presumed dead, but his mother never gives up hope and faith and never stops praying over her son. And this is going to be just a phenomenal movie. There's lots and lots of folks in this movie that you've probably heard of. Not only Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, but if you remember the guy with the piercing blue eyes from Sweet Home Alabama and Glory Road, he's in there too.
Josh Lucas.
And Dennis Haysbert from All States commercials and 24. Lots of other big names in this movie. And it's going to be opening April 17th at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. However, WWIB has once again acquired tickets for a sold-out premiere April 11th, and the only way you get in is by listening right here to your favorite radio station, WWIB.
And it's always so fun and so cool to be at a premiere, right?
Yeah. No one else is showing this 6 days before it starts here in the Chippewa Valley, maybe all throughout western Wisconsin, honestly.
Wow.
And the only way you get in is by listening right here. Starting in a week, you'll be listening for that breakthrough sounder. Now, we want to not only give you all a great opportunity to see this movie first. You're going to love it. You're going to tell your friends about it, probably see it multiple times. But we also wanted to make this an evening of giving back and saying thank you to our local heroes. In this case, our Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services Department. Of course, this movie deals with a dive team with first responders. And we wanted to be able to help out, along with our friends at Micon Cinemas and our incredible sponsors. We wanted to be able to help out our local Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services. So we're going to be raising money with a goal of $18,000 for a portable ventilator unit. Now, this is an incredible unit. It basically breathes for the patient in an accident situation. It provides continuous, uninterrupted, monitored, consistent ventilations for the patient during movement and transport. It actually frees up a paramedic to assist in other treatment. And this is something that not only in rescue situations for underwater rescues, God forbid that they should happen again, but also in many situations, fire and emergency services there in Chippewa said this will be an incredible, incredible way that we can help treat and preserve life when there are dangerous situations. So we are looking forward to so much helping them raise money for this. And we're doing it not only with a special spaghetti feed and benefit dinner, which is open to the public the night of the premiere, April 11th. Also, whenever you ask for the breakthrough rescue combo at Micon Cinemas, which is a large popcorn and a large pop, also a portion of those proceeds are going to go toward this fund as well.
Boy, so, the folks at Micon, just so generous in teaming up with them, and they just look to help the community in so many ways.
Absolutely. So again, even if you don't win tickets to the premiere, and if as long as you keep listening, we've got a lot of them to give away over the next few weeks here, but you can go to Micon and ask for that breakthrough rescue combo and get a donation there. But also, when we have that spaghetti feed, if you've heard of Fat Boys Catering and Restaurant
Bloomer, good stuff.
Yeah, they are catering this spaghetti feed. So spaghetti, salad, garlic bread, $7 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. And again, that's open to everyone. That's in the Micon lobby April 11th. We're going to have Sparky.
The night of the show.
The night of the premiere, yeah. And so it'll start at 4 p.m. Carryouts are going to be available. We're going to have a fire truck. We're going to have an ambulance. Sparky the fire dog. We'll have real firefighters there. There'll be displays and interviews. So
a lot of times stuff like that doesn't happen until the summer, but we're going to do it right here in April.
We are indeed. So yeah, praying for great weather that evening. But Thursday, April 11th, mark it on your calendar. Try to win tickets, but make sure you show up regardless to support Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services.
All right. So a lot of excitement here in the coming days on WWIB leading up to April 11th and that premiere. So be listening to win. How can I not play this song from Zach Williams, Survivor, after you talk about Breakthrough here on WWIB? Don Motzing on the line with us here on WWIB. He's 66 years old, longtime resident of Eau Claire. And let's get him on the air with us here. Mark and Caleb on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, good, really good. Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good to talk to you. Caleb and I here, and we've had a good time getting to know a variety of the at-large Eau Claire City Council candidates this week. You're the fourth of the 10 that we're looking to talk to. We had one of the two state Supreme Court candidates earlier, Hillary and I did, last week. And Caleb, you've been kind of kicking things off with folks.
Yeah, Don. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We call this game Rapid Fire, just a way to let people get to know you. Simple questions, top of mind responses. You can answer them in just a few words or less. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Rapid Fire. Favorite type of cheese, Don, for Eau Claire City Council?
Cheddar.
If you could be a character in any TV show, what show would you pick?
Blue Bloods.
What's the best breakfast food?
Waffles and sausage. No, eggs and sausage.
What's a song you'll always sing along to?
Geez, there's so many of them. They're all rock and roll songs, though.
What's the last book you read?
Let's see. I reread Mere Christianity.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Ride my motorcycle.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Sometimes.
What's an odd smell others can't stand but you love?
Kalmanor.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Superman.
If you could have anyone narrate your life, who would you choose?
Orson Welles.
Very good. All right. There he is for Eau Claire City Council, Don Motzing, playing Rapid Fire here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Good.
Did I get your vote?
Hey, Don, you and I have known each other a number of years, and I think, is this your first run for public office for this at-large city council job?
It is, sir.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that inspired you and motivated you to say, you know what, it's time to not only be very involved and aware of what's going on in the political scene, but to actually seek to be a candidate?
Quite frankly, it's I and many others in the city have been grown increasingly uneasy with the policy positions of the Common Council in the last couple of years. Instead of focusing on city core nuts and bolts issues, much of it has been on priorities, extraneous, agenda-driven, wasteful of taxpayers' money. So that's what got me into it. Plus, I just retired last year, and I just was getting bored riding my motorcycle too much. That's a lie.
It takes a lot for that to happen. So give people an idea about your background, you know, in terms of your family, occupationally, et cetera.
Mark, I lived here in Eau Claire for 30 years. I moved here from a University of Wisconsin Extension 4-H job in southern Wisconsin and took a sales position with a large healthcare company for over 15 years. And then I've worked with a couple of other sales-oriented jobs for a couple of small businesses here in the Valley in the last 15 years. I've got a wife of 45 years and two adult sons, one of whom just moved back here this year with their two little grandsons. So that's fun.
How many grandkids do you have total?
Two.
All right.
A 7-year-old and a 2.5-year-old from the same family.
All right. Now, in the primary, you survived, but you probably would have liked to have had more, but that was just kind of survive in advance, kind of like the tournament that starts today. Now, this time, it's the top five vote-getters out of the 10 candidates. So talk about your plan to electoral success April 2nd.
Well, just getting the word out, making sure people know that what I stand for. Early next week, there will be a massive mailing going out to people who have voted at least once in the last four elections in the spring. So it's voters who have voted, and there are also people who tend to be more conservative or independents. So as a result, and in that brochure that's getting to, you know, dropping on their doorstep, I'm emphasizing that I'm pledging actually to be an advocate for the taxpayer, a champion for limited government spending, a focus on local versus federal and state issues, and finally a prioritize on core city services, especially citizen protection with police, fire, and infrastructure like streets, sanitation, things that taxpayers actually pay for. So those are my four pledges that will guide every decision that I make on council. So every person's going to get that in a hopefully a creative, eye-catching piece that's going to hit their doorsteps.
Don Motzing, before we ask you how people can learn more about your candidacy and if they want to get involved and help as the early voting continues through Friday and again next Monday through Friday, just, these are nonpartisan seats, and yet it seems like, well, that's the worst-kept secret because it's being played out in a pretty partisan way. There are a number of signs for various candidates in front of the Labor Temple last week. They're not up at the moment in the snow. But a lot of things I've been seeing on Facebook from a council member promoting one of the other candidates who's thought to be on the left. I mean, talk about running for a nonpartisan seat in what seems like a very partisan environment right now.
Correct. I can tell you that the other party that is opposite of, well, yes, the Democrat Party is absolutely very involved in this race. The Republican Party is not. I have gotten virtually no help from the local Republican Party, whether they don't have money or they've changed their directions. And that's okay, you know, because I have gotten tremendous response from people that have, supported me financially, helping me with doors, that type of thing. So I can tell you that it is not partisan from my perspective or some of the people who are running just like me.
Mm-hmm. All right. If people want to get involved with working with your campaign or to learn more, what do they do?
Well, two ways. I have a Facebook page, believe it or not. I can barely spell Facebook, let alone work it, but I'm learning. Facebook is Facebook Vote Don Motzing, and then my telephone number that they're welcome to call is 715-829-0134.
Don, again, we thank you for joining us this morning, and wish you the
friend.
Best. All right.
Thank you, brother.
Don Motzing, one of the 10 at-large candidates. He'll be at that forum tonight, CVTC, the auditorium, 6:30. It all gets going, put on by the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce. Again, if you missed that, or at least part of it, or you want some other folks to hear it, we'll get it up part of our podcast at wib.com.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.